The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this afternoon on the 21st Century Cures Act, wide-ranging legislation that provides money for medical research and changes the approval process for drug testing. It passed the House overwhelmingly and is expected to easily pass the Senate and be signed into law by the president. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about what's in this bill.
Well, it is nearly 1,000 pages long, so I can't really begin to tell you what's in the bill. It's chocked full of details that were negotiated by about 1,400 lobbyists, many of them from pharma. So there's lots of language in there that you could just imagine what it means, and I can't exactly decipher it myself. But in the big picture is it provides money for some big NIH projects like Vice President Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. And it also contains a lot of revisions to the way the Food and Drug Administration approves drugs and devices. It is supposed to speed up that process. That's kind of as the name suggests.
And it's got bipartisan support in both houses of Congress. Let's listen here to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has said this is the most important legislation Congress will pass this year. Here he is on the Senate floor yesterday.
It supports medical research, including promoting regenerative medicine. It provides real funding to help combat the prescription opioid epidemic that swept our nation, particularly places like my home state of Kentucky.
On the other hand, some have spoken out against this. They say it's a giveaway to the drug companies. Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, Democrat, has said that the pharmaceutical industry has hijacked the Cures bill and it doesn't give enough money for research. Here she is.
This final deal has only a tiny fig leaf of funding for NIH and for the opioid crisis. And most of that fig leaf isn't even real.
Richard, tell us more about what the critics are saying about this bill.
Yeah, well, part of Senator Warren's concerns are that the bill originally guaranteed a substantial infusion of money for medical research for the National Institutes of Health in particular. And that's important because funding there has been declining in real dollars over the past decade. NIH funding just has not been keeping up with inflation. And as part of the trade-off for that, the bill was going to relax some of these FDA rules. Well, some of those rules are indeed being loosened, but the amount of money for NIH has been scaled way back in the final version of this bill. And in fact, it's not even guaranteed it'll become part of the annual appropriations process. So they may have to come back and fight for this money on other occasions. Other activists focus on changes to the FDA drug approval process. I talked to Dr. Michael Carome at Public Citizens Health Research Group, consumer advocacy organization. And, you know, he was concerned that if there's a drug already on the market, drug companies have to do far less to get it approved for other uses. And there are other things like that in the bill that really move things along and concern him.
And just briefly, where does the money come from for this bill? How are these initiatives funded?
Well, Congress does not like to start new initiatives without cutting something else. And in this case, some of the money comes from raiding funds that are in the Affordable Care Act. There were money for disease prevention, and that money is going away. Expected to go away. And so they're raiding that. And also some comes from selling oil that is currently in the U.S. government's Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Hmm. That's Richard Harris, a correspondent with NPR Science Desk, talking with us about the 21st Century Cures Act, which is heading through Congress. Richard, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure, Jeremy.